おはよう、東京。
ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. ちぐささん、よしさん、are you ready to teach the world Japanese?
Yeah!
yeah, ちぐささん。
Oh, yeah!
That's what we like to see. Now, ちぐささん and よしさん are a few of the teachers / voice actors you'll meet here at JapanesePod101.com.At JapanesePod101.com, we understand how important it is to have as much exposure as possible to different voices and speaking styles. And this is why we have introduced over 12 speakers to date. Not only that, many of these speakers, like Chigusa-san, like Yoshi-san, can do many voices. So 12 is kind of like, how many, Chigusa-san?
100? Maybe more?
Possibly more. Now, Chigusa-san's going to tell you a bit more about JapanesePod101.com.
Well, JapanesePod101.com is an innovative and revolutionary way to master Japanese. The program that we have developed here enables you to study anywhere and anytime at your own pace.
That means on the bus, on the train, in your car, wherever you can listen to audio, you can listen to this. Anywhere.
Right.
In this introductory series...We'll walk you through several short episodes to show you the benefits of JapanesePod101.com. Now, today's lesson is a shortened version of our survival phrase series. This series is aimed at the Japan-bound traveler. Now, before we begin, these lessons are designed to be used in tandem with the learning tools found in our Premium Learning Center. Now, you can find out more about this and more about JapanesePod101.com at our website, which is, Chigusa-san?
JapanesePod101.com.
That's it. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your 7-day free trial. Now, Yoshi-san, are you ready to teach some survival phrases?
Oh, yeah!
Now he's ready.
Now he's talking.
That I like. Today, we'd like to introduce several phrases that will help you navigate your way through dining in Japan. Now, these phrases can be used over and over. Actually, a few of these phrases you'll use at every single meal.Chigusa-san, can you tell us something about our first phrase?
Okay, this first phrase, you can use it before breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or anytime you eat something.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Not only can you use it, but it shows extremely good manners, right?
Right.
Especially if you're going out with Japanese friends or if you're with Japanese people, you want to use this phrase because it shows extremely polite manners.
Exactly.
Now that we built it up, let's have Yoshi give it to us.
いただきます。
Itadakimasu is the polite version of itadaku, a humble form of morau, a verb meaning to receive. But here, it is used as an expression roughly equating to I'm about to receive. I will receive. And as we just said, you use it before you eat. So you're about to receive food. And Chigusa-san, can you give it to us one more time?
Itadakimasu.
That's it. Now, Japanese sounds so fast and so intimidating. But what we do here is we break the word down.So we give it to you fast, break it down so you could hear each piece, and then give it to you one more time so you could hear it at natural speed. Now, this really helps you pick it up, really helps your listening comprehension. Yoshi-san, can you break this word down?
Itadakimasu. Itadakimasu.
So if you come to Japan, you go out to a restaurant, you get your food. Before you eat, don't forget to say...
Itadakimasu.
Itadakimasu.
And one time together, if it's a bunch of people...
いただきます。
And you'll hear this all around you when people are about to eat. Yoshi-san, how about when you're eating alone? Do you say this word?
Yes.
Chigusa-san?
Sometimes, yes. Even no one's listening.
Yep. That's how much a part of the meal it is. Next on the list we have something about the taste of the food. Because now that we have the food, we're going to start eating it. And we can almost guarantee that the food is going to be good. Can we guarantee the food is going to be good?
Yes.
Yes, Chigusa-san guarantees it. Yoshi-san?
Of course.
Japanese food is really good. So, because it's so good, you're going to be needing this next word. Chigusa-san?
Oishi.
Delicious.
O-I-shi-i. Oishi.
This is a long vowel at the end. Can you hold it one more time, Chigusa-san?
Oishi.
In any given Japanese restaurant, you'll hear this all around you.Oishi, oishi. Yoshi-san?
Oishi.
That's a nice one. If you want to copy one, that's one to copy. Now, we can guarantee all the food's going to be great, but we can't guarantee that all the food is going to be great for you. So we're going to teach you a polite way to let people know that the particular dish is not for you, to say the food's okay. And when you say it in this manner, people won't give you more. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
Yoshi-san, what word is that?
Ma-ma.
All right. So-so.
Ma-a-ma-a. Ma-ma.
Two long vowels in there. Chigusa-san, can you give it to us one more time?
Ma-ma.
If you're eating some food and it's not your favorite, you can go with?
Ma-ma.
I use this word once in a while. For example, natto. Now this is fermented soybeans, and it has a very distinct odor. Yoshi-san, can you give us that word once more?
Natto. Na-to-u. Natto.
So if someone asks me if I like natto, my answer is ma-ma. Yoshi-san, if I told you that I thought a particular dish was ma-ma, would you give it to me or would you just leave me alone?
I'd give you even more so that you would like it.
And that's why we're best friends. Chigusa-san?
I'm nice, so I would leave you alone.
Thank you, Chigusa-san. So, let's just go over these two words one more time. Delicious is?
Oishi.
And so-so is?
Ma-ma.
Now, what we gave you is the informal way to say it. But if you want to be more polite, you would add on?
This.
This is the copula, almost equivalent to the English verb to be. So the first word we gave you for delicious was?
Oishi.
To make this polite, we add?
This.
Perfect. Yoshi-san, what's the word for so-so?
Ma-ma.
And to make this polite?
Ma-ma desu.
So if you're meeting friends in Japan who you have a semi-intimate relationship with, and it's kind of a formal situation, or you're meeting people for the first time, you would want to add
this.
But if it's a very intimate friend, someone you've known for a long time, it's okay to leave off
this.
You have to make the judgment call by how well you know the people. Okay, finally, the meal's over. What do you say?
ごちそうさまでした.
And the slightly less formal version.
ごちそうさま.
We'll go with this one as it's easier to remember. And it can be interpreted as thank you for the good food. You can use this after the meal to thank the preparer of the meal, the person paying, the shop or restaurant staff, the people involved in getting you the food, the waiter, the waitress, everybody. So Yoshi-san, what we need you to do is break this down.
ごちそうさま. ごちそうさま.
And finally, Chigusa-san?
乾杯.
Cheers. Japanese cheers.
か-ん-ぱ-い. Kanpai.
Now, to show you these phrases in context, I'll narrate and translate. Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will show how these phrases would be used in a meal. Yoshi-san and Chigusa-san have ordered and the drinks just came out. Okay? First, we'd start off with
Kanpai.
Cheers. Food comes out and they're about to eat.
いただきます.
First course comes out. They try their food.
おいしい.
Mama.
Finish up the meal.
ごちそうさま.
And again, you say to the preparer of the meal, the person paying, the shop or restaurant staff, anyone who's involved in getting you that food. Now, these are a couple of the phrases that are going to help you get through your trip. Things you need to make your trip that much more fun and help you to interact with the people in the environment you've just come to. Really great stuff in here. You can find more about this at JapanesePod101.com. 40 lessons to help you navigate your way through your trip. Hotels, trains, planes, automobiles. We have a series of 40 survival phrases to help you through it all. So stop by. Inside the Learning Center, we have the Japanese audio transcript of this lesson available so that you can listen to the words and phrases over and over. Inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up of today's lesson, including grammar, vocab, and phrases. Test yourself with flashcards and quizzes. And above all, if you're Japan-bound, you can get not only our lessons, but all the phrases and words you'll need to get you through your trip right on your iPod. Take it with you on the go. Have it for every single occasion. Listen over and over again to the line by line and see the Japanese English translation. Take quizzes. Turn your iPod into an interactive learning tool. It's all there. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free 7-day trial. Start today.